Oh,
the class
right.
Was just in one.
We did. I did it. Thank goodness. This is the reason why I have to have groups of people to keep me on track, you know? Thank you for reminding me, Judy. We're all plugged in now. And today is February 13th, 2019. And our angels are with all of us tonight. So that's a very good thing. And thank you, everyone, for being here. Let's see. Judy, I know you're here. Thanks for the reminder about me turning on the recording. Okay. Catherine, are you there? Okay. Caroline or Katrine? Are you there? Tammy?
What here?
Oh, hey, Tammy. Good. Thank you. How about Maria?
I'm here, Trudy.
Okay, good. Good, good. And Manuela? I'm not sure. Diane, are you here?
I am.
Yippee, okay. Barbara, how about you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. And Kim?
Yes, good evening, Trudy.
Okay, good evening to you. Now, did I miss anyone that's here that I didn't call your name? Okay, all right. Well, the others will join us as they can. I know some people are still getting out of work and all kinds of things. Why don't we say a prayer? I would love to do that and invite our angelic teams to be with us. So, everybody, would you please breathe very deeply? Let's breathe in to the count of five. One, two, three, four, five. And then exhale to the count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. All right. The angels just can't tell us enough that breathing makes such a difference with their connection with us. So we're very blessed to have that. Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. Does anybody have an experience or a story or something that happened during the week that you wanted to share with all of us?
I will.
Oh, you go first.
Okay.
Who's this?
Go ahead, Maria.
Wow.
Maria. Hi.
Mariana just did a brain thing, so why don't you go first?
Okay.
Please. Thank you.
Trudy, this is Judy.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Judy.
So, when we first started, a week or two into it, you had suggested a couple of books for us to read.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Yeah.
So, the day after our class, I was writing to my angels, and I'd like to share what they wrote to me because they told me at the end to share it with the class.
Oh, I love that. And by the way, the other part of the equation, there's Abraham, who is the angel or being that dictated the book from the universe to Esther Hicks. So, and then Jerry, Esther's husband, passed away. So it's really Abraham that is giving so much of the knowledge. So that's very exciting. That's great. All right. Well, what did they have to say?
Okay. So my question was, dearest God and the angels, what was the purpose of you bringing Esther, Jerry, and Abraham Hicks to me? Our dearest child, we love you and want you to know that nothing is impossible. By you listening to Abraham, it was to show you and validate to you that all things are possible and that you are already on your way and on your path of knowing more than you realize. This audio was to reassure you that all that, and it's pretty choppy sometimes, so just bear with me. The audio was to reassure you that all that here is truly from us and God, and you can feel comfortable knowing that it is us that is working with you, and that you have so much that is being brought forth to you from your inner self and the inner guidance to which you are receiving is just as Abraham has said. You have put forth all that you are, have and will, have has been from other lifetimes and other / previous thoughts that you have manifested over your lifetime and lifetime. We are telling you and helping you to manifest all that you desire. We are helping you along with Abraham's words to know deep within your being that you can, you have, and you will continue to manifest all that you desire. And this was to help guide you, confirm, and validate for you that you are and can do this with ease, no less. It is the power of your own being, your own inner self and knowledge that is helping carry through and helping make you the happiest of beings that you possibly can be. This is what you have come here for. So now go co-create with others, and especially yourself, your inner self. We love you so much, dear child. Please do share your Wednesday night angel speak co-creators, but this will help them flourish as well. We love you all.
Wow.
So that was pretty exciting when I got that.
What a gift to all of us. Holy cow. Wow. Did anybody else have goosebumps like I do? Man, beautiful. You know, that's the most exciting part, one of the exciting parts of writing with your angels and opening like that. It's like we never know fully how profound the writings can be, how important, how knowledgeable, how wise. It's like a gift each time. So that was a beautiful gift to us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, thank you for sharing it with our group. Man, oh man, I love it. You know, sometimes you listen to other, you know, tonight we're going to be talking about how, you know, was this writing from me or was it from them or, you know, that doubt or trusting what you're getting, is it real? And sometimes you'll listen to someone else's writing and you'll think, oh, wow, that was so beautiful. I don't get, my writings don't seem as beautiful as that. Has anybody ever felt that before?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in the beginning, and I'd listen to the writings that Barbara would get, and I'd think, ah, those are so beautiful. And then she'd listen to mine and go, ah, those are so beautiful. And we knew that we were, you know, thinking, gosh, I wish mine was as pretty as that or as profound or whatever. Now, here's the good news about that. We as humans do have a tendency to think that others are more capable, smarter, better at certain things than we are. The truth is that when I listen to your writings, they're just gorgeous to me. And so, you see, as we share our writings, it's so important to realize that they all sound great to people's ears, and it's not a contest. It's just simply the fact that each one of us gets what we receive in writing, we share it, and it's a profound gift to each one. So that's why we have to get in the habit of just sharing it and don't try to overthink it or compare. Okay, you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, and that's honestly, that doesn't sound like much of a big deal, but it is. Because each person that comes to this understanding that these writings are an important part of our spiritual growth, we really just have to say, thank you, God, for giving me that message. I appreciate it. And even when I look at the books that Barbara and I, Angel Speak or the Angel Speak Book of Prayer and Healing or any of them, I keep thinking, man, that is so beautiful. I mean, I don't even have ownership of having written the books because it all flows through you, not from you. Mm-hmm. And so that's another part of it. Wow. Thank you, everybody. Anybody else have an angel experience like Judy shared or, you know, anything that comes to you?
Yeah.
Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say hi. This is Jill. I just popped on at 4:09.
Okay, good, Jill. Thanks for being with us. Anybody else join us in the meantime? All right. Good.
Trudy.
Oh,
this is Diane. I have a question.
Sure.
This week, it seemed like I tried to write, but I didn't get much. The week before, I was writing like all the time. And
mm-hmm.
this seemed like a very slow week, I guess.
Okay.
Does that happen or
yes.
should I be doing something different?
Well, yes and yes. The first part of the yes is sometimes there are weeks where I, you know, I just, the angels tell us, let me start this way. The angels tell us that we, our willingness, what can make a big difference in our writings. You know, like, there are certain days that we're a little tired or we're not focused or whatever. And so it just seems like nothing is that exciting or that happening. And then, yeah, like you're saying, maybe a week before or later, it really kind of came popping in and it was wonderful. So I've discovered that my major way to keep in touch with them or to get them to really talk is if I really ask very specifically for detailed information. My questions are more detailed, and I really kind of set it up with them and their answers to my questions. So make sure you're really specific. Okay? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, was it a little less specific on your part, do you think, or you don't remember now?
Yeah, maybe it was less specific.
Okay, yeah.
And I would ask the same question several times.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
they don't have anything to tell me about it right now.
Maybe, or maybe the timing isn't right, or yeah, you never know. But then I just quickly move on to something else, because usually I've got a whole list of things I want to talk with them about. So, okay. Anyone else? You're welcome.
Yes. Trudy, this is Maria.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Maria.
I'm the one that said go first to whoever had the Abraham experience.
Right.
Because I think I got befuddled on purpose because I listened to my very first Abraham video on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And one of those magically popped up while I was doing something else things.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about, she was telling a gentleman about the way we pray.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the things she was telling him, I didn't pray that way. But then when she suggested a different way, I tried it. And I have been writing with my angels and having the same problem or issue that whoever just spoke with. They told me I was tired and needed to take a nap. But I woke up that morning, that video popped up, and I saw a thing on Facebook for somebody was selling a statue of St. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
She was very special to me. For $10. And I made an attempt to buy it, and when I woke up in the morning, she sent me a video, she sent me a message that somebody was already coming for it. But I tried the way to pray that she said, and I asked my angels, and that day, I went out and I had the most magical day imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of it, I got home and that woman texted me and the person didn't show up.
Oh, God.
So guess what I'm looking at in my bedroom. And not only that, when I saw it on the video, it just looked like a cheesy wood carving, but it was St. Francis. But when I got it, they're really, really nice, beautiful. The ones they sell in the floral shops that I can't afford. You know, I just, what a blessing.
You bet.
So I'm happy with that. And I learned I need to be more rested when I write my books.
Well, that's the truth. You know, eating properly, be hydrated, rested, whatever. Sometimes I'll lie down and just say some prayers, close my eyes, and you know, breathe deeply for a while, and then I start writing them. It depends on what works best for each one of us, but boy, those are good reminders and good things to bring up, because I do think it does make a difference also. Now, how did Esther suggest people pray?
She said that most of us pray and ask for things.
Mm-hmm.
Or most of us pray when we're in trouble and we're feeling bad, or when we want things. He suggested that when you want something, while you put yourself in the, what I did, for example, was just started saying, instead of saying thank you for this and thank you for that, I said, I love how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I love how I feel when my day flows and I meet all the right people. I love how it feels when I do something for somebody and they're so happy. I love how I feel when, and I just did that and everything just flowed that day. Right down to when I went to the store, the gal that waited on me, her sister had just been diagnosed with MS 2 weeks ago. And she was really stressed and she didn't know anybody to talk to. And I've been praying for some service that I would be able to do. I'm not familiar with the area. So I was able to give her my phone number. And then when she was checking me out, I got an angel interference. The whole cash register went crazy, and everybody saw it. And I got the numbers 7, 8, 7, 8, and 7. And when I looked up those numbers, they were a confirmation that I'm on the right path.
Excellent.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, positive affirmations can be very powerful also. You know, it seems as if as we go through our process of getting the wisdom from our angelic team, or as we grow spiritually and as the angels work with us, there are people and circumstances and events that will come into our life that will go, hey, I liked that idea, or, and we start trying new and different things, and boy, does it can make a big difference, you bet. But we're always growing, and listen to that inner knowing as things unfold. So, by the way, I think I asked you guys to, listen, discover where your inner knowing is. Did I mention that in one of the programs?
Yes, last week.
Okay. And does anybody, does someone want to share where they found that inner knowing to be?
Hi, Will. This is Maria again. I don't want to hog the whole show here.
No, that's all right, Maria.
By the way, there was on Bradley's show last week, and it was wonderful.
Thanks.
I think it took me a while because I kept expecting it to be like everybody else, but mine seems to be right smack in my heart space.
Mm-hmm. Your heart, you said?
Right in the center of my, where my sternum is, right underneath that.
Yes. Yep, that's where mine is, too, Maria.
Yeah.
You bet.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. So if something sounds really good to you, how does it feel there under the sternum?
Just open and good.
Mm-hmm.
And relax.
And relax.
Something's wrong. I just kind of tense up, and it's almost like you push a little button, and the tears start to want to flow.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much how mine is also. So, people do have it in very many different places. Anybody else? Want to share where your inner knowing is for you?
This is Diane.
Hi.
I think mine is in the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. All right. And how does it feel when it's yucky or not right or, whatever?
It just doesn't feel right. It just... I just feel like I don't know how to explain it. It's my energy is like the energy is not right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I get off center.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, that's true. And it's so interesting how here we are, all these different individuals, and yet we can have that same knowing or that same sense or that same connection to the when it's not right or when it is right. Good. Anybody else want to share that? Okay. All right.
This is Judy.
Oh, Judy. Hi.
Hi, I typically feel mine in my gut and my heart.
Okay, good. And where is it when it's not right?
It feels all over.
Okay.
And yeah, it's hard to pinpoint, it just feels all over.
All over, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, that's great. Well, good, you guys... Am I assuming, like Kim, have you discovered your place?
Yes, Trudy. I can actually just hear it. I can hear either yes, no, or hey, that's so-and-so, or call so-and-so. I actually just hear it. I hear like a voice.
Okay. And so you're clairaudient, and that's how it comes through then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so what if it was... like something that wasn't the right thing for you. what would it sound or feel
well,
like?
Well, then I just hear the word no or don't do that.
Oh.
Or
okay.
That isn't right for you or stay away
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it's a negative affirmation of just saying no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Good, good. Thanks for sharing that because,
yeah.
you know, we all, yeah, like I was saying, we all have different ways. Barbara, where's your inner knowing? Barbara?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the only one. I think that my inner knowing is in the middle of my body, whether it's positive or negative, I either get this feeling of euphoria
mm-hmm.
or I get this extreme feeling of dread and doom and, oh, no,
okay.
not again, or, you know. So, yeah.
yeah. Yep. Okay, super. That's perfect. And Tammy, where is yours? Tammy? Mm-hmm. Okay. She might have had to step out. And Catherine, you're not here, right? And Judy told hers. And Jill, where's yours, did you say?
I think mine is just right in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something.
Okay.
If something's not right, it's just that gut kind of...
Okay.
Gut-wrenching.
Good.
Like that,
all
like
right.
they say, gut-wrenching.
Yep. Well, everyone now, keep... Did I miss anybody, by the way? Okay, keep this in total mind. Now, keep this right up at the front of your knowing, because this is your inner... The inner knowing will help you on every level. And, it is your angelic group saying to you, you know, yeah, you know, this isn't quite right, or go, oh, this is really good. And so be sure to pay attention. All right. Also, there was one other thing I wanted to mention. You know, it's kind of like when Maria was talking about having that epiphany, was that Maria? I'm sorry, let's see. The epiphany of, wow, that's what that means, or that was so helpful for me. And if I'd love to hear each week, we've only got a couple more weeks here to go, but, you know, experiences and, sudden knowings or things that have moved you forward on your path. I'd love it if you'd share that with us. All right. Good. Now, was that Judy? Yeah.
I think it was.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. You're welcome. Yes.
Yeah.
Keep that going, because everybody. And make a note for the next class, because we all learn as each one of us is expanding. So that's
yeah.
good. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything before we move on?
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, Maria.
Hi. I just wanted to share one thing. Do you remember last week when I told you I had kind of a hard time with my writing and how
yeah.
intense it was, and because I had Archangel Ariel, and you looked up and
mm-hmm.
told me that this is not light of God. Well, something
mm-hmm.
all that was beautiful, but something didn't feel right to me. And when I heard you on Radley's show, I remember that he is a Uriel, is his angel, his big angel, and Uriel is light of God. Ariel is a name I looked up, and it says the patron saint of animals and the environment. Archangel
mm-hmm.
Ariel's name is lion or lioness of God. Her role
mm.
is to protect the earth, its natural resources, ecosystems, and all wildlife, and is always available with support and guidance for any activities that involve protecting, healing, rejuvenating, and or maintaining our environment.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Worship Archangel Raphael.
Good. excellent. Yeah, because some of these titles, you know, Uriel, Ariel.
They all sound
very, very similar. That's for the truth. And, you know, when you think about it, light of God, it's kind of like, that's what angels are. The light of God, you know, and the goodness of God. So that's cool. Well, good. I'm glad you took that to the next step and checked it out. That's super good. All right.
Well, I wouldn't have wanted to do it if it wasn't for you. So thank you back.
So, what? Wait a minute. I didn't hear that fully.
I said, well, thank you, because I wouldn't have thought to do that if it wasn't for you looking it up for me while we were on the show yesterday. So thank you back.
Oh, you're welcome, for sure. Good. Now, Jill, I wanted to ask you a question. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okie doke. You know,
hi.
You sent me this beautiful writing that you got last week, or this past week. And did you want to share that writing with this group, or what would be best for you?
Well, I had one. I could share that one, or I had just felt bad because I didn't bring my journal last class, so that's why I sent that to you. And but I had one that I had done to the group, but I'm still kind of like not sure if I'm on track, but it made me feel better when somebody today said, sometimes it's choppy still, sometimes it's not. And then when you said, when whoever it was that did that beautiful one today, and you had said sometimes that you used to feel in the beginning like, you know, people listen to others and they sound so beautiful.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That made me feel a little bit better.
Yes.
But,
and you know, sorry, were you done?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. One thing that came to me was that, you know, sometimes I remember kind of a turning point for me, and it just had something to do with, I just decided, you know, like I made up my mind that that was them and that it wasn't me, and I just kind of went on from that point. And, because, you know, you could spend the rest of your life going, oh, geez, was that them? Was that me? It's just, it's exhausting after a while. And if you just finally say, you know what, these are all from the angels. Thank you, God, for sending them. And just keep writing. And the more you go back and start reading something that you wrote maybe a couple of weeks ago, read it and you'll go, gosh, that was great. I don't remember writing that. And because you don't have ownership of it, you know, because it's still new. It came through you, not from you. So everybody just make up your mind that you're getting the real McCoy. I would have told you long ago if my ears would have been picking up something that was from you. And these messages are not from you. They are from the angels. Okay?
Oh, that's nice.
Wonderful.
Yeah. You guys are doing fantastic. Good. All right. Yeah, doubt can eat away at you. And so we're just going to throw doubt out the window. And we'll just go forward now and just say, oh, here's what I got from the angels. Okay. All right. So, now, anyone else that had a question, had a thought, had anything come up during the week that you wanted to ask about?
Trudy, I've got a question.
Sure. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
It was either the last chapter or the chapter before. There was a story in there about a lady, I believe her name was Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about something that she couldn't hear her angels and you and Barbara talked to them and found out it was a little tiny cherub named Amelia, and her only job was to speak into baby's ears.
Yeah.
Now, if that was her only job, why did she become the angel to this other girl who wasn't a baby?
That's an interesting question.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes when you take people's comments or whatever, you know, a word can be left out or whatever, what came to me is the fact that that little angel's job at that time was to whisper in baby's ears. And yet, as all of us grow, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I have an earth angel, and maybe it's a friend who's been really good to them, or someone that helped them through a tough time. I refer to the, you know, individuals that have been so wonderful just as an earth angel. So my first thought was, well, that was Amelia's job at that time. And then maybe as that angel progressed or took on new responsibilities, it could have gone to another individual too. So that was my thought. It's really funny, though. My daughter, she was she burst into tears when she read that. It's such a touching thought that we have so many different types of angels that would be what an angel's job, you know? And it really touched her heart. So, yeah, some of these things are beyond our earth understanding, too, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. This is Maria.
Yeah.
When you were just asking that question, and when you were answering, what came to me was a little flash out of that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, the angel, Clarence trying to get his wing. So, yeah, maybe she got a promotion.
Yeah, you know, all those pieces add up as time goes on, so I love that. That's great. Okay. Anybody else now? Oh, all right. Well, if you've got your book here with you, let's go to chapter, let's see. It is, oh dear, no glasses. I think it's chapter 6. How You Know It's an Angel Message. Mm-hmm. And it's on page 79. And, you know, the angels talk about on the left page, page 78, I guess, 6 or something. Oh, gosh. I need my glasses. That's,
78.
So, you cannot defend your belief in us. You cannot defend the undefendable. I guess we talked about that last week, didn't we? And when they're, you know, part of our lives, and when they come to us, it is amazing how it's just something you know in your inner knowing, in your heart, in your being. There is a coming together and a love that is exchanged. But what I like about this chapter is some of the different ways the angels talk. And like, for example, there's this one part where it says how angels combine words. It's on page 82. Is that 82? Mm-hmm. How they combine words. For example, you know, they said, we will see, hear, you'll see, hear them do that often, where more than one fits one word fits in, and time is saved, and language is enhanced and refined. So very often they'll bring up something that you'll go, well, I got a couple of words. What should I do? Which one should I pick? Doesn't matter. Just write them both down. The other thing that can happen when you're writing with your angels is they can talk so quickly, or here's the thing. When it comes to writing angels and working with our spiritual support teams, we are their work, is the best way to say it. I think I've said that several times. And so just say, dear angels, please, can you just go a little bit slower? I'm running everything together. And they will be happy to do that. And sometimes when they're working with us, have you ever felt like the presence of an angel around you or near you? I discovered a while back that when someone will say, well, I really want to have a love partner or a mate or someone, and one of the gifts the angels gave me, now this was just about 5-6 years ago this happened, and I've been doing this a long time, but all of a sudden I realized that when it came to time or distance, when they would say something to me, like if something was going to be soon, I could feel the lightest little bit of pressure on my arm from the elbow up to my shoulder. I would feel it. And depending on how hard the pressure was, I could tell if it was going to be soon or if it was going to be in the distance. If it was a gentle little tight feeling, or gentle and slight feeling, I knew it was a ways off. If there was more of a pressure, I knew it was going to be soon. So this is the best part of working with them, is you'll learn and grow and come into your spiritual gifts and understanding and clarity more through the written word or the inner knowing, and it will be so exciting to realize that they're teaching you constantly because you are their work, and they want to help you grow as fast and as much as they can. Has anybody ever felt an angel touch them or something touch you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And where was it? I think three of you answered. Who was the first one that said, oh, yes?
Hi, this is Kim. I am in a mediumship circle that I do once a week, and I'll feel it either on my hands or in the back of my temple, you know, right at the back base of my neck.
Ah, okay.
Many times that's where a message or anything like that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other people that sit with me, they always say, you always have angels around you, because the rest of them have maybe dragons or fairies or whatever, I don't know, whatever their spirit guides are, and I always have angels running. I'm known as the angel girl.
Great.
But I just find, you know, either on my hand, or sometimes I even get them, like they're almost brushing against my thigh, you know, their hand, almost like that,
sure.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yep.
That. Or I'll feel, actually, sometimes a puff of air, maybe their wings will flutter, and I'll feel like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, wow. That's cool. Yeah. Has anyone ever gotten a touch on their arm? You know, like, do you remember the movie Ghost, where somebody, I think it was Patrick Swayze, pushed on someone's arm, you know, with their finger or something? That happened to me right after my sister passed, the second sister passed away. And I mean, it was like, ouch. I mean, it wasn't like a little gentle thing. It was like, wake up, I'm here. So I wrote her and asked her if that was her, and she goes, oh, yes. I really wanted to be sure you had my attention. So, yeah.
Well,
cool. Trudy, yeah. I have a question on page 82.
Okay.
Where it says, angels feel different. And then it says in here, they access different parts of your brain than you do. They may make your heart beat faster when they are with you.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
can
that's
you,
true.
Can you talk to that? I mean...
Sure. When I first was getting to know my angels, I found for a period of time when I was, I'd be awakened at about 2 in the morning, approximately, 2, 3, somewhere in there, and my heart rate was up, and my heart was beating and everything, and I thought, oh, you know, maybe I need to go to the bathroom or whatever you do in the middle of the night like that. So I'd do that, and then it'd still take me a while to go back to sleep. So finally, after about a week to 2 weeks, it hit me that my heart rate was only going up in the night, and it suddenly came into my knowing, and I went racing into my computer. And I wrote, dearest angels, are you the ones, do you want to tell me something? Is it you that's having my heart rate go up? And they said, oh, yes, child, we've been wanting to speak with you for some time now. So that did happen to me. And I said, well, couldn't we speak during the day instead of 3 in the morning? And they said, oh, yes, we could do that, you know. And so it worked fine. And what I would do in the morning when I would get up, I'd write, dearest God and angels, would you like to share something with me this morning instead of in the middle of the night? And they said, sure. So they don't know time nor distance nor, you know, the times that we know. So that's why when I say you're kind of in charge, that sort of thing is what I mean. The other thing you asked about, Diane, was, let me think, what was the other? The heart, and what else did they say?
Sometimes you'll feel a shiver or tension in your body.
Oh.
Or they access a different part of your brain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the brain thing I wanted to mention. Thank you. I never think to bring this up, and this is, to me, amazing. The angels, one time when I was first teaching people how to get an angel message, I would say to people, if they look at me and they go, I'm not getting anything or something like that. And I would go over and I would whisper to the person, just pretend like you're making it up. So, and then the person would get something and it would be great. And it was from the angels. So I wrote the angels one time a while ago and I said, where exactly does the information come from when you receive a written message from your angels? And they said, oh, good question, child. Here is how it comes to individuals. And they explained that the portion of the brain where imagination is, and some people have studied the brain. I know it's not the prefrontal cortex. It could be something at the back of the brain, I believe, is where the angelic information comes in, and it comes in at the very same place our imagination is engaged. which makes perfect sense to me anyway, because it feels, and no wonder we think, oh, I must be making this up in the beginning times, because it's coming in through the same area of the brain. And so that's how it works.
You know what, Judy?
What?
This is Jill, and I'm just wondering, because I had written this message for the group, but I didn't know what it meant, but now I'm wondering if it's touching on what you're saying right now, but I don't know.
You want to read it?
Do you want me to read it? It's kind of short, but
sure.
Yeah, it says, "Dearest God and angels, what would you like to teach our Angel Speak Book Study Group on Wednesday evening? Dearest Jill and Book Study Group, we love you, and we want you to know that you are doing very well. We love you so, so, so very, very much. The stars are shining on your head, and the area above your head and crown chakras, and there is a release happening, and a recharging, and a knowing is reawakening. You are remembering your connection to us, and may you be blessed with this joy that is yours and that we share with you. The high area above your head will be receiving, and it is so good when you can go outside and be outside to receive. We love you and want you to know that we are with you always, and we are about to be even closer. This is our joy. You are so dear to us. We want you all to hear us and believe in us forever and always. Your angels, dear."
Wow. Wow.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. Absolutely. Oh, Jerry. And remembering that we have been with the angels before. I love that part, too. You know? That's great. Now that's not you making that up, okay, Jill?
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah, that's the angels for sure. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
Yep. All right. Any other questions on this chapter? And angels cannot give unasked for advice. Did you realize that, ladies?
Yes.
What happens is, God will send them to do his will and his way. Usually it is something that has to do with if you're in danger or something like that. But angels are not going to tell us what to do, when, where, how. It'll give us experiences or support and guidance, but they don't say do this, that. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. Now, does someone else have a question?
This is Maria. I don't know. Maybe this might be better for after class. I had an experience last week I forgot about. Somehow it just showed up on top of my pad next to me here. I had a dream that I woke up scared from, and I wrote my angels and asked them if they could look into my dream and, I asked them, I just told them, dear God and angels, what would you like to tell me today? And the dream I had this morning that woke me a little on edge, will you look into my dream where I was running over the rocks and the flying spider-looking ships were flying over me, and I woke up where I ran out of the rocks to hide. When I ran out of rocks to hide in. And then I got an answer, but I'm not sure. This is one that I started with questioning if it was me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. So, can I share or should I wait till after?
No, go ahead. See what they had to say. Because angels will give us perspective on dreams and stuff at times, too. So Sure.
Okay, well, apparently it was my grandmother. Says, "Dearest Maria, that was not a bad dream. We were showing you how far you've already climbed. You weren't being chased. You were being watched over. You are safe. You have climbed so far. You are safe. It is safe to come out in the open. So that the elevated beings can give you a hand up. You must leap, come out into the open, and let us help you rise to the next level. We thank you for all the work you have done. You've broken free of your restraints. Know you are free. Come out. It is safe. You are safe and always protected. You are God's child. He loves you. Come out and play. Come out and show how far you've grown. You are safe." See, this is what makes me question, because they've said it so many times. "You know what to do, and you can do it. We are here. Take care of your mother. She is your best friend. You'll be taken care of. Let go of worry. Embrace joy. We love you dearly and always. Please keep writing us. You will find the answers you seek. God bless you. You are a warrior and a healer. Get enough rest. Go outside. Go to church. Go see Father. Ask him for help, too. Be at peace. Go to sleep. We love you."
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night, they followed up. I asked, "Why did my dream scare me?" I said, "Because you were tired and didn't understand right away and felt chased, but you were being watched over for your own well-being and protection. You were on the right path. Listen to music." And then I said, "Around, around, around she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. Play, go to sleep. You're exhausted. Nana loves you."
Mm. Wow. Wow. You know, the angels will repeat themselves periodically. If that means you need to breathe deeper, take in more oxygen, and breathe deeply, because it just helps their information flow through you. So it's no big deal. Just breathe, take a deep breath if you find that they are repeating themselves, or ask another question. Now, that was truly an angel message, and they deciphered that dream in such a beautiful way, and only you can know from family, you know, things that happen and everything, the truth of that. And that's where we need to keep listening. When you get your messages that are really amazingly different or strong or whatever, beautiful like you got, you just have to learn to trust them and know that you're getting the right information. Listen to that inner knowing of yours. I could feel the love and the guidance and the support that they were sharing with you. That was really beautiful. So, you know, sometimes I just want to talk for a second about, they want me to talk about fear versus excitement. And fear and being excited live in the same family of emotions. So let's say on one end of the emotion, there's fear. And way down at the other end of the emotion on this line, there's excitement. And so sometimes when we get a writing or get information that is just like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful, thank you, God and angels, or sometimes people will say when they come to have a reading with me on the telephone, they'll say to me, "Oh, I'm so nervous, I'm so scared." And I said, "Are you nervous and afraid, or could that be the angelic energy flowing to you? and you're just feeling all the excitement. So take a deep breath. And they take a deep breath in, and wow, it was excitement more than fear, but sometimes we don't recognize that. Because the angels never, ever will give us fear or will scare us or anything. It'll always be full of tons of love. So has anybody ever had that experience with fear versus excitement?
Yes.
Who's this?
Maria.
Yeah. So just keep breathing and saying, thank you, God, for this love and this healing energy and all that I feel coming from you and all. And it'll just magnify and be even stronger. So that's great. What a beautiful dream. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you bet. All right. Now, let's see. Anybody else have a writing that they'd like to share? Okay. Well, let's turn to page 90. And in the book, there's a writing from the angels. You know that the pink writing in the book is that's the angels' words, and that the blue writing is our Barbara and Trudy's words. And does anybody have their glasses? There's a question there that says, why should we write to the angels? Would someone read what the angels answered to that question?
Who would do it?
Who would like to do that for me, please, for the group?
I haven't found it yet.
Oh,
I'll read it, Julie.
Okay, good. Who is this?
This is Judy.
Oh, Judy. Okay. It's page 90, right?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. Yeah. Would you read that, please?
Yes. We always infuse you with love, and this will concentrate our power. But when you write, we all focus. You and the facets of you plus us. It is like the difference between air and wind. The power is added, and you are the beneficiary. All is there for a greater good plus power. No one believes this, for it is important. So important that we always come to you when you ask us to. The act of writing to your angels means you do not have to wait positively for guidance. You can take the initiative and actively ask for help, for understanding, and for love. The answer you receive when written then becomes a permanent record that you can read and reread.
Beautiful. Holy cow. That is so true. Did I tell you guys that when Barbara and I first started writing the angels in 1991? Sounds like in the dark ages, but we kept every single writing. I think I did tell you this. And we also wrote down the date. We wrote out the question we were asking them. And then we wrote their answers. And, you know, this is 2019. And those answers to those questions from the angels are just as relevant and as important today as it was those many years ago. So you can go back and read over and over and over again. So, yeah, make sure you've got your journals right by your bed or where you'll be able to use them. Thank you.
But
Judy, thank you for reading that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Trudy, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You had said you kept all your angel readings.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have some from the past when I used to write. And when I go back and I read them, it just seems like they're not relevant anymore.
From your test, you're saying?
From previous years of writing.
Well, you know, I guess if, you know, let me tell you that when we started out, and once we got over the fact that we weren't crazy, you know, we did start trusting them, we would often say, dearest angels, what would you like to teach us today? And that would be question number one. And then maybe the next day we would say, and yesterday you mentioned such and such. Can you expand further on what you were describing? Or we tried to stay very specific to our questions, and that's one of the reasons why. Because if it's general, they give general answers. Specific questions, they're really right on the money. Yeah. So maybe beef up your questioning a little bit more. Okay. Did you feel like you had, or Diane, or what was it?
Well, I forget what it was, but I think, you know how we change and we grow and we move forward in life?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think some of the past ones that I went back and read were a place that I was, but I'm not there in that place anymore.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
That's where I say they, you know, they may be irrelevant now to where I am at this stage in life.
Or maybe you're seeing them again, so you will really understand how far you have come and how much you have spiritually grown. Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice way of looking at it.
Because, you know, we're just always opening, awakening, moving higher, closer to God. We're traveling more so on our spiritual path. And so I'll go, wow, yeah, I really thought that was the answer to that question back then. Boy, I guess I've grown, you know? So,
right.
Yeah. Which we are. Okay. All right. But I would encourage everybody, if you would, take a look at this chapter. For example, can human beings be angels? And, you know, questions that maybe you never thought about or you never really wanted to delve into. Will my angel give me lottery numbers?
Only if it's in the highest of good.
You bet. And one time, by the way, there was a woman that she had asked me, would they give us the lottery numbers? And, you know, usually not unless it's part of your karma or something that was part of your life learning or something like that. And this woman left a message on my answering machine when I lived in Connecticut, and she left this message and it said, you were wrong about the lottery numbers. She says, I won a bundle. So she was so excited, yeah. I don't even know who it was. But, you know, it wasn't that I was wrong. I just wasn't sure that it was her karma. So evidently it was. I love it. Okay.
I'm confused, Troy. Did you actually give her lottery numbers?
No, I didn't give her numbers.
Oh, okay.
I just said, chances are,
Probably not, but then there are instances where people win the lottery because it was a karmic move on their part, or it was part of a larger plan that we wouldn't know, you know.
I see, okay.
Yeah. Gosh, wouldn't that be
my
nice?
My guy pushed me to buy a lottery ticket one time, and I went and got one, and I never buy lottery tickets, but they really pushed me to go buy this one, and the reason was for the numbers. And
what
when
happened?
I looked up all the numbers, the angel numbers, what they all meant, that
oh
was
my.
All very relevant, and it was all stuff I needed to hear. And so I'm thinking, oh, God, I must be having to go buy this lottery ticket because I'm going to win money. But no, I needed to go get the lottery ticket because they were trying to tell me something, and I know I look up the numbers.
Oh, God. Wow. I love it. You know, we never know. Okay. Now, I want to give everyone a little homework tonight and for next week. First of all, would you come to the class next week with a recommendation for a spiritual book that you read and that you loved? Okay, and what you learned from it. Okay. And because it's so great how you can get a idea about a book. It's just, yeah. Who was just talking about that? Barb? No, was it Barb? Who was it that they, the book and their angel writing was so beautiful? Oh,
I
Ask
did.
And It Will Be Given.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So you can still mention that one if you'd like to, but maybe there's another one you found. Okay. Then the next thing I'd like you to do is I want everyone to write a question again to the angels. I'm going to draw a word that I would like each one of you to, dearest angels, what would you like to tell our book group about? And then, because these writings are so amazingly full of so much wisdom and are so wise that I'd love it if each person now, I want to give you another word, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now, okay? Kim?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
And tell me if I've given you this. I mean, sometimes I draw the same word for people. Okay. All right. Kim, would you ask the angels to teach us about compassion?
Okay.
All righty. Good. And Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Would you teach us about our purpose?
Okay.
Okay, at Dear God and Angels, what would you like to teach our class about our purpose? All right. Diane, you ready? Okay. Would you please ask the angels about the word surrender?
Okay.
Yeah, we can all learn from that one. Okay. Manuela. Is not here, I guess. Manuela? No. Okay. Maria.
Maria's here.
Maria, would you teach us about freedom?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. And Tammy, would you please teach us about forgiveness?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, is Tammy here?
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, good. Okay. Forgiveness, Tammy, if you would. And Catherine, I don't know if Catherine is here. I don't think so tonight. Okay, Judy.
Yes.
Let's see. Judy and I discovered we lived down the road from each other when we were in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Integrity. Judy, okay. Could you share on integrity?
Yes.
Okay. And Donna, did you ever make it?
I'm here, Miss Judy.
Oh, goody, goody. Would you write about tenderness?
Tenderness.
Tender.
Okay.
What would you like to teach us about tenderness? And Jill.
Yes.
How about teaching, asking the angels for a teaching on transformation?
Transformation.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Good, good, good. All right. Now, why don't I draw one here also? See what they want me to talk about. Ooh, communication. Okay. That's all I do. Good. See, we never learn. Okay. So, did I miss anyone that was on the line that I could give you a word? Okay. So next week, we're talking about all of these fabulous words and what we can learn from our angels about them. Okay. Now,
Judy?
Yes.
It's Donna. I just wanted to chat with you in the group for 1 second because I was observing something. I was hearing you all, two different people, talk about, which was interesting to me.
Okay.
When I came on, there was a lady reading a letter that was really interesting about, she was talking about going outside, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then Maria came on about her dream, and she was talking about going outside. So I took that as a sign that we're supposed to go outside to connect better.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I just kept hearing the same thing from two different women on the group, and I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, that's great, and I will tell you that Mother Nature is such an integral part of our learning and our healing and our growth, and even though, you know, angels never lived on the earth plane or anything, but and they are in spirit, but the angels have taught at one point that Mother Nature, if you took the infinity sign, you know, that looks like the figure eight, you know, and you turned the infinity sign up so it's looking like the number eight, okay, because usually it's on its side. Well, that number eight, it's saying, travels the top of the eight or the infinity, goes all the way up to God and the angelic realm. The energy flows down to our gut and back down into the soil of Mother Nature and then back up again to Father Sky and all that. And how beautifully healing and what a beautiful part we all gain from that image of a infinity sign or a number eight. So kind of think about that too.
Oh, wow.
And the outdoors. Yeah.
Hey, Trudy, this is Sammy. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Hi.
Okay. Hey, I don't know who it was that just brought up about the going outside, but I picked up on that, too. And,
wow,
Donna.
Donna.
Donna, I picked up on that. And this week, something happened to me when I went outside, and I just took a share. So I just wanted to share with you guys that, every now and then during the week I'll pick a card, and I had an angel card come, Archangel 23, and it said there was a message from Archangel Uriel for me. And I went outside, a dog out. It was, I hope my mom took my thing, just to refresh myself. And I saw a brilliant red light, and it just, I mean, it was, there's no way I could just kind of light. It was just brilliant light. It was like, I'm like, that's a sun. And I took my eyes and I'm like, this is not the sun, you know? And so then I was going on the day, and I'm like, oh, I know that I'm the sun. I, oh my God, online, and I just, you know, on Uriel, there was a message on there. I got a talking about Uriel. He said it was red light and you know what? It was not until I went outside did I see this brilliant red light.
Wow.
So I went there.
Yeah. And the red light was where? You kind of faded in and out there for a second. Where was
it?
Wow.
It was actually your radio, and just that bright light, and if that's the way going to be worse, you know, I'm sure right now, so I'm very excited. I want to start writing more to your radio as to that to your
radio. Good. Well, I gave everybody, you know, this one-word question, and if you want to specifically write to an angel like Uriel or Michael or, gosh, whoever it may be, by all means, write specifically to that angel and ask your question. And next week, when we get together again, tell all of us, if you ask for a specific angel. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah,
that's true. Some of us did, yeah. Well, you guys are amazing, and I just thank you for all of your sharing and your ideas and concepts, and wow, I think you're all fantastic. Thank you. And
you
bet. Now, next week, we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, how this whole process of learning to write to your angels, angels will answer your questions. They will support you. They will help you on so many, many, many levels. So it's going to be a fun class next time, too. And come with questions, every, and your name of the book or books that you've read. And we're going to read the angel writings plus lots more.
Okay.
Sounds great. Yeah. Thank you, everyone. And we'll be together next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Trudy, I have a question.
Trudy, could you say
hello? Yes, sure.
I'm here too.
Someone,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so there are three of us, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm
here
too.
Still
there too. I got one for us.
We're all wanting to extend our class.
Well, that's nice. Okay, good. Go for it. Who would like to begin?
I could begin if no one's going to.
Okay.
It's Donna, and
oh,
it's Donna.
Okay.
And I was thinking, I'm still stuck on outside because the lady was speaking and you couldn't hear her. I thought it was just me. I couldn't understand anything she was saying because the connection was bad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I noticed when I go outside, like today, I went outside and I was doing things. I was just doing silly things, like taking some stuff to the shed or if I feed my birds. I just feel such a different connection than when I don't do that. Everything flows better and is easier. And
great.
It all seems to go back to my ancestors are Indian. And and there's so much more to that for me. I think I'm starting to see that I need to get with. But I was really intrigued by these two different women talking about outside. And
sure.
It just really kind of sealed the deal for me on the fact that I need to do that more. I think we all do.
Absolutely.
We're just not connecting with this technology as fast, you know, and we're not connecting to what we need to. So that was, and I always try to stay in the background because I come on, you know, right after I get out of work and I'm like, woo, I got to get on my class. And I feel like I'm going 100 miles an hour so I can kind of sit back and listen to what everybody's saying that way.
Good.
But hopefully.
Well, that's all right. Whatever works for you, Donna, that's fine. And listen, one of the things, too, is that, you know, being in Mother Nature and stuff, there, I just think it is the most beautifully healing thing as well. And, you know, there are, there's a book by a guy named, I think it's Steve Farmer, and he talks about all the birds. That are around us and stuff. You might have his book, but I love that because, you know, what the cardinal signifies and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there.
I have the Ted Andrews Animal Speak book.
Oh, good.
Because
good, good.
Every day, whatever animal comes around me, I want to know why. So
sure.
I either look it up or I do it on the Internet because I think they're showing us something, they're teaching us something, but I really love all of the animals.
Perfect. Well, that's great. Enjoy. And talk to an animal, maybe. Why not?
I do. They look at me like I'm crazy if I see a fox or a raccoon. I roll down the window and I go, hi, how are you? They put their head back and look at me like, what is this person doing? He talks.
Yeah.
And I used
to talk to the moon. We used to talk to the trees, and they would answer back. So
Amen.
That's always a fascinating thing as well.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Thank you for saying that.
Oh, you're welcome, Donna. Take care.
You too, dear. Thank you.
All right. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Trudy, are you still there?
I'm here.
Trudy, this is Kim. I had a question. A couple of weeks ago, you said that had we asked for something that kind of we're having trouble with, and I told you about a guy that I wanted to connect with that I knew a long time ago, and you said, well, why don't you Google him?
Oh.
Well, I did, and I found his brother. But his brother isn't comfortable. He said they haven't talked to each other in years, and he's not comfortable with contacting him. So I thought, well, I'll ask you again since you're, like, connected to those angels. Would there be another recommendation that you could come up with to see how I can contact this guy?
I'm not picking up anything.
Okay.
And, you know, just... let's see. Did you get a number or anything? Maybe
no.
You just...
He's ex-military in town, so he's really wiped from the earth. It was really hard to... I got a hold of a bunch of his relatives, or found them, but nobody's interested in contacting him, so I'm kind of like... He's got such a strong... inkling to get a hold of this guy, but I'm just stuck.
Did you write the angels and ask them how you should do it?
Oh, I haven't done that, no.
Okay. Yeah, do that. And just, God and angels, I'd like to know, get in touch with this person. And I'm having difficulties finding him. And do you have any ideas as to a way that I can become connected with him or something?
Okay,
because
I've been praying every night, just to send them to me, and I just get these really strong hits. I'm supposed to contact him, but I am just hitting all kinds of roadblocks.
Well, the angels don't give half a gift.
Okay.
Meaning that if you've got this strong stuff coming in, then ask the angels to help you with this.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Cool.
Good. I appreciate that. No. That was, I never thought about that.
Don't hang up yet.
I love
Don't
it.
Don't go away yet.
I'm not going away.
The gal who just, that's trying to find the guy. I just heard somebody say, pray for everybody that's in the same position that you are. For all people who are trying to reconnect with someone who's estranged from their family. Say a prayer, not just for you, but for everybody.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
And something will come back.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah, because whenever we expand our prayers to include, the world, the universe, whatever, it makes it stronger. No question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. I so appreciate it.
Yeah. Is that you, Jill? Is that you, Jill?
No, this is Kim.
No.
Oh, this is Maria.
It's Maria. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good. All righty.
And Judy's still here, too.
Oh, good. Okay. Perfect. All right, Kim. Give that a try. Let us know how it goes.
I will. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you
did
that. Yeah, good luck.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Okay, good. All righty. Good night. Maria?
Hey, I just wanted to know, and I can't remember exactly what I asked now, but one of the times that I asked, and I was tired, but I asked a question. I was trying to figure out what to ask, and I heard a whole bunch of laughter, like... Not laughing at me, but I think that what I asked was ridiculous, not ridiculous, but the answer they felt was so obvious.
Sometimes our joy angels come to us, they're called, and they just, their joy to the nth degree. They laugh, they're delighted at certain things, so it could have been your joy angels just trying to lighten a situation or make it easier.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I wasn't really asking about a situation. I think I was just asking them. I was just curious about something about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember what it was, or?
I can't, because I don't know. I hit this little tired spot about 5 minutes ago, and my brain has just decided it's done.
It's done
so
for the night.
I think I'm going to just let that swim around and go chill out. And
okay, well, you enjoy.
Lovely. I will, you too. Bless you.
I'll see you on Wednesday. Have a good week.
Okay. Okie doke. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Trudy. This doesn't have anything to do with the class.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you an email. I don't know that you've gotten it, but I have not gotten
an email with the recording from my reading yet.
You haven't? Oh,
no.
Dear. Okay. Let me find out definitely what happened there. And I know that there was a glitch with my web assistant, but I thought everything had gone out. So I'm glad you told me this, and I will try to get it off ASAP.
Okay.
Thank you
okay.
very much.
Yeah, give me your email address again so I don't have to look it up.
Yes, it's Judy, J-U-D-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Sully, S-C-U-L-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
At Outlook.com.
At Outlook. Right. Outlook.com. Good. Judy Sully at Outlook.com. And, let's see, we talked, what, 2 weekends ago, something like that?
2 or 3 weekends ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the exact date. I have it here. It was 2-2.
2-2.
Okay.
That's great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, actually. Thank you.
Good.
The book Ask and It Is Given, and the videos, I hadn't brought that up, but Maria had, I have been listening to the videos. It is just phenomenal. It really is.
Amazing. I'm so glad. You know, it's so funny because there are only a certain number of books out there, and I never know when a cover pops up in front of, in my third eye. Why or whatever, but I'm always glad when they show them because there's got to be some relevance somewhere with that.
Right.
So good. I'm so happy you're enjoying it. Good.
Yes, I am. I am, and I bought the other books that you told me about, too, so I have, like, 3 more books to read.
Oh, good. What was the other book?
The other one was the Codependent No More.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah,
and then I also got Beyond Codependency. And
oh, wow. Cool.
The Language of Letting Go.
Excellent. Oh, my God, you will love all of those.
Yeah, they seem to all go together, and that's why I got all of them. So as soon as I'm done with this Ask and It's Given, I'll read those.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. Well, that's
well,
wonderful.
Thank you so much. I truly enjoy this class so much. So
I'm so glad. Oh, you know what? I was going to ask everybody, if you're, enjoying the class and everything, next week I'll do this. It helps me remember. Would you write a little blurb so I can put it in the, what people said about this class from before? On my email or, when I advertise the next class. That would be great. I know it is a wonderful group, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really
is. Yeah, and, going through the book is really powerful because, we thought this book out in a certain way and it's a good progressive understanding of how vital these angel writings are. So I appreciate that input. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And I had actually read the book before I took the class. But taking the class and hearing you speak about it and going through each chapter, giving your experiences, having people read their writings and sharing them with everybody, I think is more beneficial than just reading the book.
You
get so
much
more out of it.
Yeah, and that would be a great thing if you feel drawn to mentioning that, what that piece of it that you realize how valuable it is. That would be great. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And you take care, and I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you, Trudy. Good night.
You bet. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.